Hey everyone, Madonna here and David, and we're here to make Australia healthy again.
Right, let's go.
Ka-ching. So we were going to talk about some addictions today because David's been through an interesting little experience recently.
Interesting.
So he's been smoking since he was 8, 10, 12, pretty bloody young.
Yeah, on and off. And in my 20s, I didn't smoke very much. I'd have just one or two a day. But when I went to uni at around 31, I just got in the uni spirit and started just doing whatever I liked.
And you've tried to get off it, obviously.
I tried everything to get it, everything available. I tried some natural things, and I also tried the medical things. I tried Champex, which ended up, and I tried Champex. I've tried hypnotism. I tried Alan Carr video series. I did a lot of things that weren't successful, and for smoking cigarettes, and now. Since as I actually went in, I've just come out of hospital. I'm 2 weeks out, and I had two heart attacks, and I have angina, and I've recovered beautifully. And so with the addiction, I was told I wasn't allowed to smoke anymore. And so what's interesting about that is the I went to the Mater Hospital, really fantastic addictions expert there, and we went through. Because the things I tried before haven't worked at all, and so what I'd try, and so, and also other, I can't take some of the medications. I've got a knee injury, and so I'm not allowed to take the anti-inflammatories I normally take, which are really effective. And so what I worked through it with him and looked, and also the other thing, giving up smoking, insomnia is a big problem. Right. So what I worked out with the addictions guy there, for a start, the psychoeducation was the bit that I didn't understand previously. And you might know, Madonna, but the normal layperson like myself doesn't know this. When you smoke anything, whether it's tobacco or marijuana, anything smokable, and so I imagine it to be the same with the harder drugs they smoke, like ice and crack. What happens is that you put carbon monoxide, your red blood cells become filled with carbon monoxide and they can't absorb oxygen. So your blood makes more red blood cells to take up the oxygen and you end up with thick blood. And so therefore, and I didn't know that. And I went, that was a convincing argument. And I'm like, oh, okay, then. And I go, and they said about that with any type of smoking. So whether you smoke cannabis, marijuana, or anything, it has that same effect. The other problem is oxidization. So anything, it's not only smoking. So we've got smoking, especially with heart health. All types of smoking produces oxidization, and I'm very new to this. You'll know more about that than me. But also foods cooked over 150 degrees, you end up with that beautiful crispy thing. That's oxidized. And so we're taking that orally. And the problem with heart health, we want to reduce oxidization. Where we can. And of course, so with this, what was interesting that happened in hospital is that I got a range of herbs approved supplements with my meds, which is really unusual
But
because
initially, they didn't want you to have any herbs in.
no, that's not true. No, let me tell this story. They were fine with it. The first cardio I talked to about them, cardiologist, I told her I was taking COQ10 and NAC, and she said that's a great idea. They're approved. The pharmacist had some issue, right? But he's not the cardiologist, right? And so I argued the point, and vitamin D also. I got them all on my actual medical prescription list. So vitamin D, COQ10, and NAC. And the
And
reason I,
acetylcysteine,
N-acetylcysteine.
not carnitine.
Yeah, well, I've got a friend on carnitine, but the point was is because I could understand how they worked. Because NAC helps absorb oxidization and by making glutathione in the liver, and it allows the oxidation to pass through in a safe way. And it also helps metabolize the radioactive dyes they put through when you get a cardiogram. Amazing. And so I was able to argue the point. The pharmacist said, yeah, but it may constrict blood vessels, and there's a contraindication. Contraindication means one drug might stop the working of another drug, and he said it might be a contraindication with you have an emergency heart spray.
Right.
And I said, well, maybe. So if I get into that problem, I won't take it for a couple of days. But because I haven't had any, because, so I've been taking that. But the CoQ10, what that does is because also the radioactive dyes and
So
all.
that's coenzyme Q10. So coenzyme Q10 is one of the most important antioxidants for the heart. So, yeah, and I've had people on up to 600 milligrams a day of it in the past when their hearts have been fully scar tissued because of heart attacks.
And so that's right. And not only oxidation of the heart, but also there's another thing too, is that it protects the liver, the kidneys, right? From you'll know more than me. Because a whole bunch of things can happen when you have a heart attack, like your what do you call those things that are in electrolytes?
Right.
And the electrolyte, and there's electrolytes are basically magnesium, sodium, and
Potassium,
potassium.
calcium, yeah.
And so potassium, I think it is,
Really important.
which metabolizes from vitamin K, I believe. I can't remember. And so, but it's like the so CoQ10 regulates that. And so what happens when you end up with kidney function, you end up storing water in your cells because there'll be maybe too much sodium and not enough of one of the other hydro, what do they call them?
Electrolyte.
Electrolytes. One will be short,
Yeah.
and then the kidneys, you retain water because they're short, you store sodium in your system when it normally pass through, and water builds up.
Yeah.
And so I experienced this the other day. My feet started swelling.
Yeah.
I used to get edema years ago. I haven't had it yet. My feet started swelling, and I went, oh, my body's retaining water. And I took CoQ10, and the swelling went down.
Nice.
And I went, oh. And so then I took it later in the day, and the symptoms I'd had the previous day went away.
Yeah, but anytime
And
you're on
these are.
any statin, you need to be on at least 300 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 a day.
Yeah, well.
Any dose, even if someone's only on 5 milligrams of a statin, I have them on 300 milligrams of CoQ10 a day if they can afford it. Because long term,
Because it also is, it is,
statins damage the
they are
heart
quite
long term.
expensive. They're like $1 or $1.50 a day each. So, you kind of, you work with it. But I took two yesterday and I got a really nice result and feeling really calm. And also vitamin D. So, because they're approved on my, the thing I got from the hospital, I got vitamin D approved. I got, CoQ10 and
N-acetylcysteine. Yeah.
acetylcysteine. And so just those three, I got
I thought you
other.
had the turmeric, the
No,
curcuminoids.
that one has a counter indicator because it's a blood thinner. So for now, I'm happy not to take it. I'm feeling really good. So I was taking that as a mood enhancer, but my mood's kind of enhanced anyway. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling really good
Well, the extra
in
benefit
general.
of curcuminoids is that they help to protect your genes. So once you have a heart attack, you are now in a
My genes are okay. I don't have any holes in them.
Uh-huh.
These are really nice.
Lost
Look,
3 kilos in a couple of weeks.
these genes are really flexible.
Yeah,
They're
very
stretched.
funny. Yeah. So once we've had a heart attack, funnily enough here in Australia, because we have the most awesome medical association. So going back about 10 years ago, they did a study on homocysteine because naturopaths always like checking homocysteine levels. The higher your homocysteine levels, the more likely, from a naturopathic perspective, the more likely you are to have a heart attack or a stroke. So the medical profession did a full-on study and they said, no, there's absolutely no connection between homocysteine and heart disease until you have a heart attack. And then you've got to keep an eye on homocysteine levels from there forward. And of course, it's B6, B9, B12 you need to keep
Right.
homocysteine levels down. And it is a really inflammatory.
Well, they're not. Vitamin B is really standard, and you can get it. So the ones you get from the shop, they don't
They'll be
really.
crap.
No, but they also don't worry about so much because they go, "Oh, you can get it at the supermarket," so they're
Yeah,
considered.
they've got to be methylated. They've got to
Because
be methylated when you're
no, but I'm
looking at
just saying
B3 plus.
the way their logic is because they were very friendly to me, and because I understood, I had a good understanding of what the supplements did, like the because the cardiologist when I said. When I said the three, especially vitamin D, CoQ10, and acetylcysteine, she just approved them. She goes, "Yeah, they're all great."
Do you know if your vitamin D got checked in hospital?
No, but I'll have some bloods there. I just didn't. They're available, but I haven't. My doctor's got them at the moment. But I'm also because I'm doing so well. Because the other thing that happened was with the addiction, it's not only with the smoking addictions, but it's the food addictions.
Yeah, right.
Because I was having a very high sugar diet because of indulgence. Like, for example, breaker iced coffees, I'd have a, not breaker, but one of those ones. I'd have a big one every day and sometimes two if and I was replacing it with water. And of course, very high carbohydrate. They have, they have a lot of sugar in
Oh,
them.
sugar's so addictive.
Right, so the sugar addiction is nearly as hard as the nicotine addiction, except
Yeah.
by changing my diet very specifically, not to cut out things, but to eat specific things, is how I'm doing this. And I've lost 3 kilograms in 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks now.
Because that's what I've said to people for 30 years,
And
that every,
I
or
I
rather than
feel better.
saying don't eat sugar, say where is my protein, where is my fat with each meal? And therefore, when you're focusing on what you need to have in each meal, you're not focusing so much on what you're not. I had a lady down in Melbourne once.
And that's so this addictions expert, he pointed that out, that it's what you eat. It's like you're not giving anything up. You're eating these specific things that are good for heart health. So what it is, it's a high fiber diet, high fiber, virtually zero carbs, if because everything's got carbs, but as little carbs as possible, and anything with added sugar, I'm just not eating. And I'm not eating wheat because I have the big belly, right? And so, just to see, even though I've lost some weight, it's still there. I've got a few
Yeah.
kilos to lose yet. But the thing is about the big belly is that
Are you happy to say how much you weigh?
when I went into high, generally, so you've got morning and evening. In the morning, I'll be 90, and in the evening, I'll be 91.5.
Okay. Yep.
Now, at the moment, this morning I was 87
Nice.
in the morning, and I was 87.5 in the evening. So I've
Yeah.
actually effectively lost at least 3 kilograms.
And that's about 1.5% of your body weight, which is awesome.
Right, and so because the other thing is that the high fiber thing is really important for people with heart health, because you end up with a because when you're eating a high sugar and everything diet. And I didn't realize this till I just did it then, because I'm watching everything really carefully. Is that when you've got a big fat gut, it's like having a traffic jam in your stomach,
Yep.
right? And by putting more and more fiber in, suddenly everything's just releasing that was stuck there, like in a first stage. And so things like berries, right? Raspberries are the highest fiber, and they're really low sugar. Raspberry and blueberries, all of those berries have the same thing. They're like small carbohydrate and very high fiber. And you wouldn't think that with them, but that's really helpful to get everything through and work. And they're also really good for heart health. So when you look up the specific diets for heart health, you want high fiber, and because it helps you lose weight. Because it's not only the heart, as you say, it's the gut thing. Because what have we got? An insulin resistance
Yeah,
problem
so there's
there, a
something called
likelihood of
Syndrome
diet,
X.
a
So
likelihood,
Syndrome
yes.
X is what naturopaths call it. So it's a combination of blood pressure issues, heart health, abdominal obesity, and liver and insulin issues. So it's like a little combination syndrome, and people have a really hard time losing weight because the insulin drives the fat gain, and the insulin drives the high blood pressure, and the insulin drives the stress. So it's
And then if you get into detail, because while I was in hospital, I had a computer to myself, and I was online the whole time, so I was finding out specific things by cardiologists online saying what are the best foods for cardio health. And one thing that came up was chickpeas, of all things. Like
yep.
that's one of the, because they're like everything. They're high in fiber, they're high in protein, and they're low in carbohydrate.
And for everyone listening, it's working for David. It might not work for you. Chickpeas are also very high in FODMAPs. So if you've got bacteria, fungus, candida in your gut, it might make you feel worse. So everything is
In my
specific.
case, I'm feeling great. Yeah, everything's individual because everyone's got,
Individual
they've got
microbiomes.
an individualized body
What a concept.
from the difference in diet, because people don't realize,
Totally. But
because
also the
diet,
difference in medication, the difference in vaccine toxins, the
so many, so
difference
many.
in where we're living with what the pollutants are in our environment and everything. There's so much going on in there. Whether we get sunshine or not, even heart attacks are about halved in people who get about an hour's sunshine a day.
And so,
Vitamin D is really important.
right. So what the thing that I'm meaning to say about this particularly is that a holistic approach, right? It actually, because a holistic approach, if you have a heart attack and angina, like that's specific. But really, the heart attack and angina symptoms came from eating too much sugar,
Yeah.
right? Which got stored in fat that caused insulin. And it's syndrome X, as you say. But there's a lot of really good cardio people online who find out the specific foods that are really good for dealing with that problem, because what we need to do is lose weight, right? And the problem is so the addictions expert, everything he did was replacement therapy,
Yep.
right? So all of these things with the food, it's the same. It's not change, it's not stopping eating things, although it is. It's eating specific things that are good for recovering from recovering your heart health,
Yep.
and in turn reducing your what do you call this fat in
So
particular?
mental fat, mental fat,
Omental fat.
mental.
Because crazy people eat that much. And you know, because you realize, like I realized I was getting sicker, but it's like not really in the conscious mind. And then when you finally do have your heart attacks in my case,
Or
or
whatever,
two heart attacks.
it is. You know, some people get cancer, some people get endometriosis, some people have a injury of some sort that, you know, so whatever your stimulus is.
Right. And so then you've got, so with replacement therapy, what I learned is that nearly all things that you take to support the addiction, because when you've got an addiction, like with anything, whether it's like tobacco is the one we're using, what happens is that you develop a tolerance. With all drugs and food, is you develop a tolerance, because what happens in your brain, whether it's the dopamine system or a specific set of neuroreceptors that absorb that thing to make you feel a particular way, if you just stop, they're starving,
Yeah.
right? And so what he said about smoking was really interesting. Like, to smoke one cigarette, people chew chewing gum, spray, or patches, or lozenges. Now, the problem is, from smoking, you'll get, just say whatever it is, we don't know the date, but just say you get 100 out of a cigarette.
Right.
From the chewing gum, you only get 20.
Right.
And from the patches, you get a bit more and it longs faster. But if you use three at once, you get a similar amount of nicotine to a cigarette. Everyone doesn't realize that they're a lot less than what you get. So your tolerance, your neuroreceptors that absorb that nicotine, like over time, if you, there's like, because they're millions, but let's say we'll reduce it to something understandable. Just say normally we've got five, because there's a bit of nicotine in things like capsicum.
Yeah, capsicum, eggplants, potatoes, but you know, some of those you
And
don't need in your diet.
no, well that no, well no, well then you stop eating potatoes, so
Yeah.
you can't do that either. But the point is, the neuroreceptors, because you're having more of something, they just grow more.
Yeah.
And that's your tolerance. So if you just stop, you've got all these starving neuroreceptors that
Yeah.
put you in a really bad mood, possibly anxiety and possibly panic, and maybe you have insomnia. Replacement therapy was such that, because another thing, a part of the replacement therapy is that, because I've tried the medical products before, the Champix for giving up smoking, it didn't work, and I ended up in psychosis, with some type of psychosis, in, I think it was 6 or 8 weeks. And then for the insomnia, I tried, in the past, I've tried, I think it was temazepam, which they call Amaze. Ended up forgetting to do things like banking $1,500 at work, or another day, I invoiced a $1,500 order for $700, and that was the day after. So that had a big memory problem, and
Yeah.
as a counselor, no good. And so then, because I'm on a range of medical products, I've got a knee injury, and I normally take these really nice anti-inflammatories at work if I'm in an emergency, and I'm not allowed to take them because they're all of the categories of things like, what do you call that, Nurofen? What's that anti? You've got Panadol, and you've
Oh,
got,
non-steroidal anti-inflammatories.
yeah, I'm not allowed to take any anti-inflammatory, so I'm not allowed to take them. And so all of the things that you'd normally use to help you withdraw from your addictions, I'd already had like a psychotic episode, or whatever you call not being able to remember stuff at work. And so it was suggested, like, new thing is the medical cannabis program. And he recommended that after we talked about it, because it's something I had used a little bit in the past recreationally. And because it doesn't, I don't really have a reaction to it, they suggested that. And I just went to the GP, and it was completely, I didn't know about it. I wrote an assignment at uni on it, but I didn't realize that it had become such a normal thing. So they just treat it like a normal thing, like you take an antidepressant or this and that. It's only at night, so it doesn't interfere with anything. And then, so now that's like a, and that can reduce the addiction stress from the nicotine and the foods, because it gives, lets you be calm and sleep well. And also the, I don't know enough about it, but the CBD oil, do you know about that? They all do these positive things, so there's no contraindicator to the other thing I'm taking, because not smoking it, right? Because the idea is to give up smoking altogether. And there's oral. I didn't know this, but there are oral versions of it. So you can get, he said you can get sprays, and I didn't know that. So and there and you get puffers that don't have any oxidization. Because he gave me a little nicotine puffer, and there's no smoke. And he goes, nothing comes out. You can smoke it at home around your kids. No nicotine comes out. It's, and nobody uses them because they're kind of daggy. I can't remember the brand, but they're like, and they're going off the market. And I'm like, how come no one ever told me about this thing? It's a little puffer that no smoke comes out, and it feels like, so that stimulates that. And so there's cannabis alternatives with that too. So you can give up smoking altogether. And cannabis is very good for insomnia, because it's really relaxing and helps you just get into that calm state. And if you're not smoking it, because nearly all the research done on it, if you look online, it's all about smoking. And so they're saying, but when you look at eating it, if you eat the whole plant, it's really high in fiber. High fiber and full of really good nutrients if they're if it's just soak it.
Organic.
Well, and it's organic. And so you cook it, and the whole thing is nutritious, and you just, so in my case, I'll make zero sugar and something that no one else likes. And so that,
So I should have bought some when I was down on the
oh yeah, man, we go down the Rasta, and the
gutter.
beautiful people, I and
Be
I, the prophet of Kamjal, will provide for I and I.
on
Oh,
man.
your Rasta friend.
We are, yeah. So there's something called the endocannabinoid system,
Right,
which
so
is
that's my
how.
story. Now Madonna will be able to interpret it in.
Well, no, the endocannabinoid system is sort of interesting. A couple of years ago,
Right.
and I'll see if I can find the manual for you. Actually, it might have been online, which sucks. Anyway, so it means I have no record. But the endocannabinoid system is how cannabinoids, so things from our marijuana, how it affects the endocrine system,
Right, I don't
which
know
is
any, I
the
don't know.
output of all of the hormones in the body.
Oh,
So, it
is it a
helps you
good thing?
sleep.
Oh, okay.
Guess where you get more cannabinoids. So cannabinoids are what is in pot or what's in marijuana. That's why it's beneficial for our health. Guess where you get more cannabinoids in your body naturally at any time in your life? From breast milk.
Oh, well, I can't. I'm not allowed to.
Breast, you're
I'm
not.
not allowed to have it anymore. And not only that, not only that, but I was 4 months old. My brother had an accident, and my mum's breast. So, I'm still angry about it. And in psychology, I've got an oral fixation, which is why drinking all the milk.
That's funny. Yeah, so no, I'm not suggesting breast
I
milk.
can only drink plain milk now with a handful of cashews, so that's
Now,
about it.
what I am suggesting is that it's a natural thing in the body. The fact that we create our own cannabinoids in our breast milk
Right, isn't that interesting? Oh, right, I see what you're
as
saying.
women, and there are more endocannabinoid receptors in the breast tissue than anywhere else in the world, anywhere
So
else in the
that
body.
would say that really, if you get
It means it should be in our bloody diet. That's what it means.
and with
And
the
it has
and
been for millennia, I would suggest.
right, but without the the, because the different types of THC, there's like two particular strains they use, and one is one that makes you tired. And one is one that's more lifting. And so, and I can't remember one, the more lifting one's called sativa. And the one that is calming, makes you sleepy, is called indica. Right? And so, but the what's the one without any? And you can get, and you can't, CBD oil doesn't have, CBD oil doesn't have any of the intoxicating effects. And I think that might be similar to cannabinoid without the slight hallucinogenic,
Effects,
how it's described. I studied it at uni, of course, because I did drug drug therapy and like legal and restricted drugs.
Yeah. So
And
you're finding that your heart drugs and the addiction are sort of, it's all linking in together.
well,
So the coenzyme Q10, for example, it's mainly been kidney pain, chest pain that you've used it for.
no.
What have you used the coenzyme Q10 for?
Well, I'm taking it daily, but oh, what I noticed was, didn't I say at the beginning? Yeah, my feet were
I'm doing
swelling.
an overview.
Right, so it was the water retention,
Oh, right, that's why I
which
thought
is
kidneys.
edema.
Okay.
And but I'd had edema before and I never had anything for it. CoQ10 regulates edema.
Yeah.
Edema.
Okay, so N-acetylcysteine, how are you using that and what for?
Well, I'm just using that daily. Oh, that's for to help metabolize the blue dye in the radioactive stream that they put through to process the cardiogram.
Right, and it's also a really good antioxidant, and it's a precursor to glutathione, all
And
of
so
which is
because
really powerful.
you can't cut all the oxidization things out,
Yep.
it's good to have every day.
Yep. And the vitamin D, what are you finding?
Oh, I tell you what, the vitamin D, just instantly surprising, because I took it before and it didn't have, like, it didn't have this effect before. Before it just tasted really horrible.
Right.
Now it doesn't taste as horrible and it instantly makes me feel maybe more confident.
Right.
Like it has an effect that it
Yeah.
didn't have that effect before, but now I've changed my diet, I'm more sensitive to all these things.
Right. It does have a huge neuroendocrine effect.
Right. So
So they've
there's
done,
something technical
and of course,
going
I
on
don't
there.
know whether you know this, but actually, you probably do since you're listening to a lot of Dr. Eric Berg. But vitamin D isn't a vitamin.
Right. Well, I'm
Vitamin D
watching
is a
it too.
hormone.
Because if, yeah, because the.
Vitamin D is a hormone. So
Right.
in order to activate vitamin D, we have cholesterol in our skin. The sunshine comes down, and if we don't get sunshine on our skin, we don't activate the cholesterol to help the production of vitamin D in our body. So we need to have skin underneath the sunshine
What does
every
vitamin A
day.
do?
Vitamin A is for the eyes. So vitamin A, so from a vegetarian perspective, it's the beta carotene. Beta carotene converts to vitamin A in the body.
Right, that's
So
right.
vitamin A is good for the eyes, it's good for the heart, it's good for the capillaries, it's good for the endothelial tissue, which is the lining around the gut.
But vitamin C is one of those ones where you actually have to be careful how much you're
No, you
taking.
don't. That's a lie.
Oh, I remember that
No,
years ago.
it's a lie.
I thought it was
No,
crap.
it's a lie. So, it's one of those things they had, and this is where it came from.
Anyway,
Because
I'm not taking that. I'm just
Dr.
hearing.
Charles Krebs actually did some research on it as to why the medical profession hates nutrition so much. They found, they do, they found one doctor's thing going into the AMA, the little journal, and it said, I had a client who was taking vitamin A and their child was born with a hare lip, so therefore vitamin A must be linked. And the next year it was being taught that vitamin A excess caused hare lips in babies. So
Well, let me give you an experiential case because I don't know if I had a unique experience. This nurse that I worked with the addiction also went into diet. Very positive about diet because, like you say, he was on your page and he was a cardio nurse. And it's like diet, if you get it right, stops inflammation.
yeah,
Yeah, so
absolutely.
if you've got a 70%, if you've got a heart that's 70%, a lot of that may be inflammation.
Yeah.
If you can reduce the, he said, if you can reduce the inflammation.
Yeah. Now, the problem with most of the medications for the heart is the fact that your capillaries are elastic, they're flexible, and all day long they're moving stuff through. Just about every single drug for the cardiac system makes them more blocked and more like concrete. So that's what happens long term. You lose your elasticity. So what beta blockers do is build up crap on the inside of the capillaries. What ACE inhibitors do, they build up crap on the outside of the capillaries, whereas they both deteriorate the
Vitamin
brain
K,
by.
vitamin K has found to help with that. That's one of specific things.
Yep.
Vitamin K helps break down the, it's a bit more complicated than I understand, but I've spent a lot of time.
Basically, the plaque in the arteries.
It helps.
And call it plaque. Don't call it cholesterol. That's a lie as
Oh, well,
well.
there's two different things. There's the plaque. So the plaque is
It's a
on.
combination of all sorts of
Yeah, but
things.
there's two things. There's part that's like snot,
Yep.
right?
Yeah, mucus.
Mucus. So we got mucus and plaque. They're two different things. And the plaque is calcified on the artery, and it's made up of, you'll know more than me, but it's made up of immune cells that have gone to
White blood
help.
cells.
Yeah,
Yep.
and they just get all stuck here because it's similar to, it was described to me, it's similar to when you've got a mitochondrial problem in the lower gut. It's similar to that on the arteries.
Yep.
And so these things, NaC helps absorb that. And also the what were we just talking about? Vitamin K
Vitamin K.
helps metabolize
Yeah.
those things. And so it's, so you know, you've got to get good advice on what to do. But my thing is that as a counselor, I'm studying because I'm working with naturopaths, and I've worked and worked with around naturopaths for years. I used to run a business where I had clients who were naturopaths. And I'm very interested in the herbal, all of the herbal things, because I've had some serious illnesses over the years. I've been really badly poisoned 3 times in my life, to the point where I got chronic fatigue. And when I had chronic fatigue, the medical association said it didn't exist, and it wasn't validated until 2011. And so during that period, through naturopathic products, I became like
That just makes me
completely.
think how long I've been
Yeah,
around.
I know, but okay, so Madonna did the work back then in 2000 and no, it was 1997, 98, because there was no chronic fatigue then, didn't exist. And so with herbs, I was able to bring myself back to almost normal. And I was a basket case. I had to live with family, and I couldn't survive by myself for a little while. But after how about 4 months of treatment,
Yeah.
I was back on the bus and back at uni.
Beautiful. Yeah, awesome. Anything else here? Because obviously you're going through this in a really beautiful, positive way, integrating, learning. Because I think learning about what's going on in your body is really
Yeah,
important.
so what I found is the amount of time, because I've spent nearly all of my time in the last, well, I was already learning all this to an extent, but getting the specifics down for this is really hard to get what's going on, you know? And
From a lay, and I know you're a counselor, but from a lay perspective,
even from someone who's been around it for a long time, who sees really happy clients of yours, and who are just going, wow, that's amazing. And it's like, oh, but understanding how the biology and the physiology work is really hard to, like, but once you click in, because it's all holistic and systemic, right? Which is the same as the best counseling methods, family therapies, which are holistic and systemic.
I just want to mention two more things that.
And also, I'm a complimentary person, and I really appreciate what happened in hospital. I got really beautiful treatment, and
From most people.
well, somebody stole something out of my room, which was the only bad thing. So, and it was one of my most precious things in the world, my prayer beads that I've had for 40 years. Somebody just took them out of my room. That was very disturbing, but who knows what it is?
Let's just
It could
hope
have
they
been an
wanted them
accident.
because they were beautiful and had fantastic energy. How about that?
Yeah, but that was the only bad thing. But the otherwise, the whole thing was really beautiful. Everyone was really kind. The nurses and the doctors, they were all really, because I had an understanding of the herb law, and I knew what they did and what they did, they all got approved, and they're on my list of medications that I'm taking for it, which is unusual because when my mum had skin, when she had breast cancer, I went to one meeting with the list of herbs that she was going to take, and they said, I was standing there, you're not allowed to take any of them. And they didn't even look to see what they were. They said, because basically, if something contradicts with a medical product, it's called a contraindicator, right? And so I'd said to them, if you can prove these are contraindicated, I won't take them. And because they're not contraindicated, but you have to basically say it like that. If you can prove these have a contraindication, right? And then if they say no, you're entitled to a right of reply and go get further consultation to find out for sure. Because everyone loves their own tools. Whether you're a doctor or a naturopath, we love our tools. And it's very easy for us to get a bias. And so what does Linus Pauling say, who won Nobel Prize for science and a Nobel Peace Prize? He said, in general, you've got the golden rule. And he goes, And the golden rule is do unto others as you have them to do unto you. But he said, do unto others 20% better than you'd have them do unto you to allow for subjective bias, which is our own skill bias. And that's how I live by for complementary medicine. It's like if I don't understand the other side of the bell, I know the side I'm in. And it's like, so they don't understand my side either. Like the sides aren't like we can see with the polarized things in the world that are everywhere. Like from a counseling perspective, I can talk about this freely. You see, left and right, they don't even talk to each other or they argue with each other. The same as in a dysregulated family system. They're cutting off or they're arguing. Whereas differentiation means interdependence. They're keeping enough distance, keeping out, not going over boundaries, not stretching out the boundaries too much. And in that center is a beautiful thing where they overlap. And in permaculture, it's the source of all type of creativity. And that little overlap, same with any polarized thing in the middle of the sweet spot.
I hate drugs. Anyway, so with a passion, with a passion.
Let's make health beautiful again.
Let's make Australia healthy again. Cool. Good one to it. Tizzy. Good one, David. I'm sure we'll be back for
Oh,
part.
no.
Oh.
So here's something. I know I did have something else to say.
Okay.
Surprising outcomes. My singing voice has improved like 30%, and I can hear myself, and I couldn't before. And there's some other things too. No, but those things particularly really unusual. I wonder if that's an inflammation thing. What do you think?
Well, hearing
And
is
my eyes are white, and they've been red for years.
About cell death of particular neurons in the brain.
Oh, so how would that pick up if it's not a blood vessel thing?
Because it could be an inflammation thing.
Right, okay, good.
Yeah. So it
So how does
means.
it come back? So that's a nice thing when you see things coming back.
And coenzyme Q10, because it improves the mitochondrial function of every cell in the body, and you've got more mitochondria in your heart than anywhere else, it means you're getting better heart, lung, brain oxygen going around your body. So you've probably got better oxygen going on in that head of yours.
Right, because there's another thing. There's when I was studying, there are all these things that, like the Dunedin study in New Zealand. They had 1,000 babies born, and now they've been following them for 50 years. They found gaining self-control later in life can reverse some of the effects of poor health decisions made in younger life,
Absolutely.
and that increases agency. So there's a relationship between self-control and agency. So by gaining self-control later in life. By replacement therapy, everything I was done replacement therapy, none of this cut it off and harden up, all replaced with something. So it's in a soft way. It increases your agency because immediately you're saving a whole bunch of money by not eating such expensive foods. You're
Addictive foods,
addictive foods, you're saving money, you look better immediately, so your self-esteem goes up. But
And if your self-esteem, self-worth is up, you're not going to eat the shit that's making you feel like crap.
Right, but your confidence goes up, and I'm surprised at that. I didn't even expect it.
That's well, what I was going to say. Actually, I know we've gone way over time, but I wanted to mention three other sort of things associated with this, and this is only for people with the budget to do it. But I had a late, if anyone's been listening to me for a long time, there's a product called Stem Enhance, and I can send you a link if you're interested. But basically, it's a product that increases the stem cell production in your body. So when there's cell death, say after a stroke, say after a heart attack, stem cells are released from the bone marrow. And every time you take two capsules, you're increasing your circulating stem cells by between 4 and 12 million within 40 minutes.
What's
So
the thing that
therefore, the
vitamin
stem
K helps
cells,
the metabolization, the fusing of calcium in the bones, and where?
totally different though.
Oh, is it?
Totally different. And the second thing is something called sulforaphane, because whenever I think about, you've been talking about the neuroreceptors and the addiction, and you have a lot more, say, caffeine receptors, or a lot more nicotine receptors, or a lot more stress receptors. It's the same with stress. Stress receptors, you will create more stress receptors on your cell membrane. If you're depressed, you'll have more depression receptors. If you're anxious, you'll have more anxious receptors. So you've got to clean that up. Vitamin D is one of the things that helps to clean up the cell
Well, so, but
receptors.
also, by if you withdraw slowly,
Yeah,
they
but I'm
slowly go
not there
down,
yet.
just like they slowly grew out.
But when you've got too many, you need to clean up those receptors. Vitamin D is one of the things you can use. The ASEA redox signaling molecules you can use. Sulforaphane, so that family of foods. And because you're on the high fiber, you'll automatically be doing this.
Yes,
So
yeah,
things like Brussels sprouts, broccoli,
yeah.
cauliflower, wasabi
So
is in that
yeah,
family.
no, but so broccoli is the king of foods in someone for me. It's like broccoli and hummus, that's my thing. And I've got chickpeas, I'm making low salt, low fat, or using better
Use
quality.
Celtic sea salt.
Yeah, of course, but but that's all over used now. And so it's like,
So it doesn't
what?
need to be low salt.
No,
You're
but
talking bad table salt. So we need to be clear for people.
But the point I'm trying to make here is that yes, the supplements are expensive and they're definitely worth it when you're in the emergency, but a lot of it can be achieved through diet if you have specifically right foods. Is that,
Maybe, yes.
yeah.
The more people clean up their diet, the less supplements they need.
Because then
Absolutely.
your body will start going back to the natural way of doing things, which is really good. No, I'm just saying
But
because they do.
if there's a lot of scar tissue
Well,
or
sure.
something like that, diet isn't going to change that.
Well, I know,
You need
except
things in there that help to
no,
repair
I
that
know that, but
scar tissue.
herbs are very expensive because the drugs are,
Very expensive.
well, they are if you're like not social, lower socioeconomic.
Okay, so yes.
No, but they're no, but if they're like no, but if you need five and they're
Sorry, that
four,
irritates me. People spend $400 a month on Ozempic. So, you know, and
oh.
then we say herbs are expensive. You know, come on.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that. Look, I'm a counselor, right? And I counsel people, but I also make products. I'm in developing them so that people can do a lot of work before they come to the counselor themselves. And then by doing that, you can spend a lot less time in the paid thing so you can work on some things yourself. So what I'm doing is working on some things myself so that when I do go to needing, so I might need less of something because I don't have as much weight. I'm becoming more efficient.
That's all good. That's all good.
Yeah, but diet is the way to get rid of all this fat. Like, so that's pretty good. And if you get rid of that, all of a sudden a bunch of problems just went away.
They do.
That's the point I'm doing. I didn't mean to be contradictory. I'm a complimentary dude.
Yeah, I've just been dealing with people saying shit like that for 30 years, and it pisses me off because people are willing to spend $50 a packet of smokes. People are willing to spend, $50 for a bottle of rum, and they complain about $50 for stress end, which will last a fortnight and change the way their brain functions.
But I don't drink.
No, well, I'm saying in
I've given
general.
up
I'm
smoking.
saying in general, this is what I've had to put up with for 30 years.
But that's why if you get a really good addiction specialist who can work with you on replacement, you can actually save a lot of
You
money.
can.
And by saving that money, then you can afford to buy some nice deluxe herbs, really, that make everything beautiful and smooth. You know, get things reworking when they've been like a car that haven't, like my car, like a car that haven't had a service for 4 years. But first, I've got to do the oil change.
You do.
And
And luckily, you were forced to do
then we'll soup it up later and we'll put some twin can,
it.
lumpy cam, and we'll put some extractors on it. I don't know if they do that anymore.
Oh, that'd be against the agenda, wouldn't
Oh, well, you know,
it?
I guess I'm getting old. Do up the HK Holden.
Okay, everyone. See you later. I hope that was beneficial and useful. And thanks
I
for
hope
sharing your story.
all part of the service.
Okay. See you
Bye.
later, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.